A Charles Paris mystery. Sicken and So Die, dramatised by Jeremy Front from the novel by Simon Brett. With Bill Nye as Charles Paris. Episode 1.
Such a lot of good ways to be bad, and so many bad ways to be good.
There'd been a funny smell in the flat all day, but that's nothing new, so I went out to spend a convivial evening at the Drum and Monkey with my old mates Messrs Guinness and Bells, returning late with a jumbo saveloy and a packet of fags.
Such a lot of good ways to be bad, and so many bad ways to be good. Haven't paid my rent yet. Ba-ba-doo-ba-hoo-o.
Fags or food, food or fags. No contest.
I'm the only one to burn a desire. Let me stand next to your fire. Hey, let me stand next to your fire.
Charles.
Hello, Francis, sorry. It's a bit late to be landing on you. Only my flat blew up.
What?
Dr. Barr told you to give up smoking.
Yeah, I think that was more to do with lung cancer than spontaneous combustion. She was giving me one of her looks, guilty until proven innocent.
I suppose you were drunk.
No, I'd had a few, but What do you mean?
What did you do? Leave the gas on.
This is so unfair. I could have been killed. You could have been an estranged widow.
Have another brandy.
Cheers. Thank you.
I suppose you'll need somewhere to stay.
Well,
you can have the spare room till you get things sorted out.
Thanks, Francis. That's very good of
you. But long term.
Yeah. Trouble is, crappy as the flat was, it was cheap. But I was thinking, if I were to pay you what I've been paying my landlord...
Oh, I don't
no,
think...
No, hang on. At least think about it.
Yeah, well, thinking about it won't make it better.
Oh, well, thanks a lot.
I don't want to see you on the streets, but it's been a long time and I got used to my own company. I actually quite like it.
Oh, you're a very nice person.
Yes, I am. And it's cost me a fortune in therapy to be able to say that.
You've had therapy?
Cognitive.
Do you talk about me?
Me. That's just typical. Classic Charles Paris.
I only meant that if you're seeing...
This is precisely why it wouldn't work out.
I admit it would take some getting used to.
Understatement of the century.
I'm not the same Charles.
So what happened to the drunken, adulterous man I knew and loved?
Okay, Francis, I'm not going to beg. I may be homeless and strapped for cash, but I've still got some human dignity left.
Good for you.
Please, Francis, please, let me stay. I'll be good. I'll be quiet. I won't smoke. I won't drink. I'll abide by all the house rules. You'll hardly know I'm here. I know, moral blackmail's despicable, but I was desperate, and hey, it worked. All I needed now was some work to pay the rent, and for once in my life, the gods must have been smiling.
And not too much mayonnaise this time, Jody. Charles?
Yeah?
Where have you been?
Well, my flat blew up.
Were you insured?
That's my agent, through and through. Not, are you all right? No, are you dead? Just, were you insured?
I've been trying to get hold of you.
Yeah, well, the phone melted and my mobile's orbiting Mars.
So where are you now?
Staying with Francis.
Oh, you two back together?
We're back. I wouldn't say together.
Well, that's a start, and I've got some more good news. How'd you like to play Sir Toby Belch?
In Twelfth Night?
In the bill. Of course in Twelfth Night. Ashford Hill Productions have done an availability on you.
Is it an offer?
If you want it.
I want it.
I'll phone and say you're a definite pencil.
How? I mean, who? I mean, why?
Because you're a fine classical actor, and because I'm a hard-working agent who, despite what you may think, always has your best interests at heart. Also, Gavin Scholes asked for you specifically.
Gavin's directing?
Starts out of town, but it'll come in, knowing Ashford Hill's track record.
Who else have they got?
Let's have a look at the email. Oh, Vasily Bogdan as Fabian.
Who?
Get up to speed, Charles. Pig into the national. Importance of the young Vic.
Rookery, nook at Frinton Rep.
I see Jack Bradley's signed up.
Blimey, how did they get TV's Mr. Sex?
Ashford Hill's got real clout these days. Who else have they got? Oh, Sally Luther, hands off.
Morris.
Vivian Marlin. Oh. History there, unless my spies are wrong.
Where were you during the Inquisition?
Ah, your old mate Ken Carter's playing Sir Andrew Aguecheek.
That's it, then. A definite yes, please.
One happy client. Excellent. What's that? Well, she never used to be claustrophobic. Okay, Jody, keep her on the line. Tell her to breathe into a paper bag. Sorry, Charles, minor crisis with another client. Be in touch.
It's getting better all the time.
Are you celebrating?
Indeed we are, my lady. That's a clue.
Thunderbirds, you're the new Parker.
Shakespeare, I'm the new Sir Toby Belch.
Congratulations.
Things are looking up. There.
You'll be able to pay me that elusive rent.
Yes, right. Absolutely. Delicious. Compliments to the chef.
This evening's chef is St. Michael of the Chiller Cabinet. I had an after-school meeting. So, who's producing?
Ashbridle.
Crafty.
Gavin Scholes directing.
We've worked with him before.
Terrible hypochondriac. Always banging on about his irritable bowels, but he's a real bums-on-seats man.
He'd have to be.
Yes. I mean, he's a more reliable director than innovative.
Who else have they got?
Jack Bradley.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, don't. If you go for young, rugged, macho types.
Like most women, I prefer middle-aged, seedy, out-of-condition types.
Ha ha.
Who's Viola?
Sally Luther, you probably don't.
Used to be in EastEnders, all tits and highlights, right up your alley, Charles.
I told you, I'm a reformed character.
Now, while you're staying here, we need to establish a few ground rules.
Absolutely, fire away.
Number one, the seat stays down.
Permanently?
When not in use. Two, if you want to bring someone back, please let me know in advance so I can make arrangements.
I've got no intention of bringing anyone back.
The road to hell's paved with good intentions. I just think we need to air possible flashpoints, address the issues.
Therapy had left its mark on her vocabulary, but I just smiled and nodded. Anything for a roof over my head and a quiet life.
Three, and this is a biggie, we must respect each other's privacy and personal space.
Absolutely. Just out of interest, where does your personal space begin? I mean, is there a map with borders and boundaries?
Rule four, don't be bloody facetious.
Sorry. This landlady-tenant situation was messing with my head. I needed a reality check, so I was looking forward to the read-through and the get-to-know-you party afterwards.
I was saying this for Ashbridle. They put on a damn good finger buffet.
You couldn't spit that the other way, could you, Ken?
Sorry, Squire. Temper of prawns. Very Moorish. Hey, speaking of Moorish, I've been chatting to our non-speaking handmaiden, Tanya.
Yeah, Talia.
Whatever. She's the sort of sweet you could eat between meals without losing your appetite. Yeah, don't give me that look.
What look?
And don't say she's old enough to be my daughter.
I was going to say granddaughter, and with your track record, she might well be.
The words glass houses and stones spring to mind.
Yeah, well, I'm on the wagon as far as women are concerned.
Hello, boys. Oh, you two look guilty. What are you whispering about?
Just discussing the films of Jackie Chan.
And tempura prawns.
I don't do flesh.
Shame.
Vivian's a paramilitary vegetarian.
These little mushroomy things are to die for.
You two worked together before?
We've got a bit of previous, haven't we, Charlie?
Are you still doing that foot thing?
Foot thing?
Reflexology. Yes, I still do the foot thing.
Does it work on legs? Only I get terrible sciatica. It's like a white-hot pain shooting right down me...
Alas, some grown-ups.
Gavin Scholes was about my age, but dressed 30 years younger. He really shouldn't.
So, everyone happy?
I'd be a lot happier if I had another drink inside me.
I've got to go easy.
On the wagon, Gav?
No, just the old problem.
Well, maybe Vivian could look at your feet.
There's nothing wrong with my feet.
Feet are just the starting point. Think of them as a gateway to a better state of
mind. Nice one, man.
Thanks, Jack. Sorry, what?
Your belch.
Oh, right.
You're all right, yeah. What you did in the read-through, it's good.
Oh. Praise indeed from Jack Bradley, voted sexiest man on telly in a reader's poll.
Well, I've worked with a lot of old actors in Air, Sea, Rescue, but most of them are, like, stuck in a rut.
He was the professional northern lad next door, with a cocky grin, a permatan and no beer gut.
They're not prepared to push the envelope.
That's why they loved him.
You got to hang your arse out there over the line.
And why I didn't.
I hate all that phony showbiz crap, but credit where it's due. People should be told when they're doing good work. Enough airheads and time wasters in this business, eh? Enough D-list celebs masquerading as actors?
He nodded towards Sally Luther.
Keep it up, mate. Better do the room.
Nice as it is to receive a compliment, I wondered who the hell Jack Bradley thought he was.
Go on, Gavin, just one.
I told you, I don't like mushrooms.
Well, you should. All that red meat, no wonder you've got gut problems.
I'm one of nature's carnivores.
Come on, don't be a baby.
Charles, Ken,
sorry,
someone help me.
Viv's a predatory veggie and she's got you cornered.
I don't know about you, Charlie, but I need a beer to wash down this wine.
I should have said no. I should have gone home. I should have known better.
Ah, biscuits. Biscuits must have. Biscuits.
Cookie thief.
Shit! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
Just close the lid.
Oh, who buys a talking biscuit tin?
It was a present from our daughter.
Maybe you should get a talking loo seat. Put it down, Charles. Put it... Maybe not.
It's 2 a.m. You've woken me up.
Right, sorry.
I got an early start, so if you could try not to make too much noise.
Absolutely. Night-night. That went well.
Good, very.
Oh,
hope you don't feel as rough as you look.
Lower the voice to a moderate bellow, would you, Ken?
At least you made it in.
How do you mean?
Gav's called in sick. We've got the boy putting us to our paces today.
The boy was assistant director Nick, who looked like a nervous 12-year-old.
Ah, this doesn't bode well. What's up with Gavin?
Probably the same as you.
He said he was off the booze because of his IBS.
Jack Bradley swanned over wearing a suede jacket, which must have cost more than my gross earnings in a good year.
I've got a bad feeling about this, lads. I mean, I'm sure Nick's a nice guy in that. But his balls haven't dropped, and that's one thing a director needs.
Two?
Eh?
Two things, surely.
Well, I wouldn't trust Nick to find his with two hands and a map. I'm going to check out what's going on.
Legend in his own mind, that one.
I said this didn't bode well.
And I was right. Rehearsals staggered on for the rest of the week with Nick doing a bad impression of a director. But tensions began to appear, as did new alliances.
Coming for a drink, Ken?
Not tonight, mate. I'm having sushi with Talia.
Sushi, eh?
Personally, I'd sooner have a pint and a pie, but I can put up with raw fish and seaweed if there's wild oats for pudding.
You smooth-tongued old romantic.
Anyone going to the pub?
Charles is.
Knowing full well I was trying to be faithful to my landlady, Ken thrust the gorgeous Sally Luther under my nose.
Come on then, Charles. First round's on me.
Sally, caught you. Don't forget you've got a costume fitting, first thing.
Ben Ritson reminded me of an excitable cocker spaniel. The ASM stroke actor was still young enough to be stage struck.
Don't worry, Ben. It's in the diary.
Cool. Going anywhere nice tonight?
Well, just a drink with Charles. Come if you like.
Thanks, but Talia has asked me to join her for a sushi.
Has she? Oh, good.
The look on his face.
I think you're very naughty.
It's been known.
I will be good. I will be good.
You two go back a long way.
I first met Ken in 74 when we did a two-hander at the Almost Free Theatre about the lost hours in the Führerbunker.
Who played Eva Braun?
A glove puppet. Happy days.
Excuse me. Sorry to interrupt. It is you, isn't it?
I think it is.
Can I just say, I thought EastEnders went right downhill after you left.
Oh, well, that's very kind.
How serious, we stopped watching. That was it, really. Close to interrupt. Have a nice evening.
Do you get a lot of that?
Used to get more a couple of years ago, but, well, it was worse then. A bit too raw.
You're going to think this odd, but I don't follow the soap, so I don't actually know what happened.
I was a victim of a ratings war.
Oh.
So they pushed me out the top floor window of the Queen Vic.
Drama.
Yeah, it was at the time. I didn't even have a drink and drug scandal to fall back on. 1 week I was on the cover of the Radio Times. Next week I was old news.
I thought you'd have been snowed under with offers.
Yeah, but I made a few bad choices. I mean, like, really bad. So I thought, stuff this, let's get back to basics. Trouble is, I didn't have much theatre experience, so I've been learning on the job and building up to this.
You're very brave.
It's a survival instinct.
No, I think it shows real dedication.
Try telling Jack, will you?
What is it with you two?
Wish I knew.
I thought maybe you had some history.
No way! I don't go for all that working-class hero, chest-beating alpha male crap. I like men who enjoy a quiet drink and a good gossip.
Dear Lord, help me to be strong.
I don't know what Jack's problem is. Except I reckon he thinks I'm an airhead, trying to cash in on her TV profile. Whereas the truth is...
Having
is
fun.
Until Ben turned up, I was having fun.
Thought you were going out with Talia and Ken.
I was, but Talia went home early with a headache. Then Ken went a bit sulky.
I knew how he felt.
Anyone want a drink?
Actually, I'm going to have to go when I finish this.
Oh.
But I'm sure Charles will join you.
Well,
okay. Another pint.
Thanks.
That was unfair.
You're not the only one who can be naughty, Charles.
I really warmed to Sally that evening. She could have traded on her celebrity status, but instead of demeaning herself on some reality show, she'd started again from scratch. How could you not respect that?
Fall upon thy cheek and say, thrice welcome, drowned Viola.
How was the sushi?
Cold and raw.
My father had a mole upon his brow.
And so had mine.
And died that day when Viola, from her birth, had numbered 13 years. Sorry, everyone. Nick, do you think Viola should be sad here?
Here we go.
Nick stared down, clinging to the text like an umbilical cord, while Jack looked like he was shaping up for a strop.
You know, because she's remembering her father, who she loved.
Sally, she's not bothered about her father now.
But I was thinking...
Well, that's the problem.
Sorry.
Don't think. Act.
Actually, I was asking the director what he thought, not
look,
what
I know you haven't done much Shakespeare.
Don't patronise me.
This isn't telly, love. You haven't been cast to play yourself.
I'm not your love.
Viola's an intelligent young woman. I know that's difficult, but think of it as a character part.
That is completely out of order.
Keep out of this, Ben.
You can't speak to Sally like that.
Was I talking to you?
No, but... But I'm talking to you, and I think you owe an apology.
Oh, really? Where do you get off telling me what to do?
Your problem's with me, not Ben.
When this lad's done anything apart from sweep the stage and make tea, maybe I'll listen to him. But till then, look, learn, and shut the
f... That's enough, Jack! Can we just get on?
It was a nasty moment for Sally, but a defining one in sealing the fate of Nick. Next day, a suit arrived from Ashfordal. Gavin was too ill to come back, so they'd appointed an exciting Romanian wunderkind.
Charles, how's the weather in Los Angeles?
I've no idea. I'm on a bus in Tufnell Park.
Oh, that Charles.
Sorry to disappoint.
No, Jody told me it was... Never mind, always a pleasure. Excited about your new director?
You've heard.
Of course I've heard. I hear everything. Exciting for you. Very cutting edge, very now, very zeitgeist.
Yeah, so I hear. What do you know about him?
Alex Radulescu? Don't you go to the theatre?
I'm an actor. I can't afford the theatre.
Well, don't you read the critics?
I've got enough opinions of my own.
Radulescu's the man.
What man?
The man. The man.
Please, can you stop doing that?
He's the happening thing. Hungarian.
Romanian.
One of those. He made his name doing radical reinterpretations of the classics, the kind of productions that have Mark Lawson wetting his chinos. This could put you on the map, Charles. A Radulescu show never goes unnoticed.
So, that's the great Alex Radulescu. He's much smaller than I expected.
I resisted comparisons with Hitler, Napoleon, etc.
Okay, my friends, your attention, please. This is the situation. We've got 3 weeks to get this show up and running, which is, like, pretty intense, yeah? So normally I would insist on a couple of months' rehearsal, so this is going to be, like, work, 24/7. Okay, so I'm going to start by giving you my thoughts on the text, yeah? So, okay, Twelfth Night is a play about sex. It's like sex.
Oh, God.
But I know plays about sex. I hear you say, and yeah, sure, you're right. All human life is about sex.
Chance would be a fine thing.
And Shakespeare, who reflects all human life, naturally writes about sex, but nowhere is that more true than in The Twelfth Night. Exciting, young sex between Sebastian and Olivia, sure, but also Sebastian and Antonio.
Give me strength.
Not to mention old sex.
So let's not.
The geriatric gropings between Shirley Belch and Mariah.
I shot a look at Vivian, who caught my eye, blushed, and carried on listening intently to the tiny genius.
It's like the whole ambiguity thing, yeah? The confusion of sexual identity. This is what lies, for me, at the core of the play. Viola searching for her own sexuality by the cross-dressing. Orsino confronted by...
No! I wanted to scream. No. The play's about masses of things. Thing, yeah? That's the deal with Shakespeare.
Okay, so we bear all this in mind. Yeah? Right. Let's go to work.
Excuse me, can I just ask, are we picking up from where we left off? I mean, it's all being blocked, and therefore,
okay,
as it stands...
We'll make it clear to anyone else who has not understood. Forget your moves, forget your blocking, forget everything you think you know about the play. Because we start from scratch, we start with an empty space, and we start now.
girls will be boys and boys will be girls. It's a mixed up, muddled up, shook up world except my love.
By tea break, I needed a hair in the dock, so I locked myself in a cubicle with my trusty hip flask.
In my opinion, it's the best seafood restaurant in town. I mean, we should go one night after rehearsals.
Yeah, we should go there, absolutely.
I recognise the voice as Vasily Bogdan, our young Fabian.
Tell me honestly, Alex, what do you make of the company so far?
Gavin Scholes. Не хочу тоторил фаворе ему на Windows. No, I wasn't sure it would work out, but...
Well, it did. And now Gavin's off the scene, we can get down to some proper work.
Now Gavin's off the scene, that's what he said.
It sounds like good old professional bitchery to me. Drink up.
I wasn't sure it would work out. That sounds premeditated.
Oh, do me a favour.
Hang on, bear with me. Say there was a plan to get Gavin out and bring Alex in.
Gavin suffers with his gut. You told me that. Yeah. So he gets ill. Bad luck and bad timing. Yeah. Alex happens to be available. Good luck and good timing. It's serendipity, Charlie boy, like most things in this business.
You didn't hear them talking.
You said most of it was in Romanian, so you couldn't have heard much either.
And is that serendipity? Two Romanians in one production?
I never had you down for a xenophobe.
It's a pretty odd coincidence, and now we're stuck with Alex's wacky production.
Oh, drop the paranoid conspiracy theory. Mark my words, we'll end up with a straight down the line show plus a couple of tricksy moments to please the critics. You're around, Squire.
Famous last words.
Okay, I've decided to introduce an opening dumb show. It's going to take the form of a ritualized orgy to highlight this, the themes of sexuality and sexual ambiguity.
Sorry, Alex, yeah. I don't want to interrupt your sexual flow, as it were, but isn't there a danger we could flag up too much too early?
Okay, much as I want your input, Charles, you leave the big picture to me, okay? Okay, people, we're going to move on.
Well, my problem is the big picture's going to end up a bit of a mess if the little pictures don't add up. For instance, this attraction between Sir Toby and Andrew Egucheek.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that, Alex.
Yeah, it's all in the text, Ken.
There's affection in the text, sure, but that's all it is.
You think this too, Ken?
Well, you know, I think Charlie's got a point.
Anybody else? Yeah, good thing that Charlie's got a point.
Some of the cast seemed irritated, others averted their eyes, but Alex looked at me as if I was dog muck on his shoe.
Okay. Okay, everyone. 10-minute break. Charles, moment, please. I do not mind confrontation, Charles, okay? In fact, I welcome the cut and thrust of debate, but I'm getting sick of your smart-ass comments.
I'm not trying to be smart-ass.
No. You are obstructing me at every turn, and I cannot direct an actor who refuses to take direction.
I can take direction as well as the next actor, but not when it's destroying the whole sense of the play.
Yeah, the only thing that is destructive here is you, yeah? So if Ashfordel had let me, you would be out of the company, but contractually, I am stuck with you. Now, everyone else is dedicated to getting the show on the road, yeah? So why don't you join us?
Jumped up, little fungi of the British Isles. I picked the book up and flicked through. It fell open at The Toxicology of Native Fungi. Not exactly a standard green room reading matter. I had arranged a peace and reconciliation dinner with my landlady, but I wanted to win a few brownie points with the cast. I couldn't face 4 months as a pariah. Still, I should have phoned Francis.
Who ordered onion barges?
Everyone was having fun except the waiters, the other diners, and me. Ken was all over Talia. Viv was explaining Reiki healing to Vasile and Alex, and Ben was enthralled to Sally's showbiz anecdotes. Only I sat on the sidelines, and untouchable.
I didn't order vegetable biryani, I ordered chicken madras. I'm a hunter-gathering carnivore. Where's my meat? I demand meat.
I'll swap if you like.
Very Christian of you, Charlie.
Anything to ingratiate myself and keep him happy. Unfortunately, Talia was what Ken wanted to keep him happy, but she upped and left halfway through the meal.
It's like trying to cop off with Cinder Bleederella. Oh, Gordon Bennett, my guts feel rough. Must be this lager. Let's get out of here and have some proper brown beer.
We sloped off to the George Robey. Several brown beers later, they chucked us out and we staggered back to my place, or rather, Francis's place.
Oh, lovely gaff, Charlie. Very restrained, very Conran. I could go a place like this, all minimum.
Oh, for God's sake, sit down before you fall down.
Oh. The trouble is, I'm genetically predisposed to be a slob. Oh. Oh. Oh, my God.
Here, have a scotch. It'll settle your stomach. Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, word to the wise, Charlie. The more you resist Alex, the worse it'll get. Is it me, or is it very hot in here?
You've gone a very funny colour.
Charles, I thought we had an arrangement.
Ah, Francis, yeah, I can explain. Do you know, Kent?
I feel unpleasant.
Why is he green?
Oh, God.
Bathroom, Kent.
Oh.
Is that blood?
Freesias, my favourites. Where's the scotch?
The nurse said you were nil by mouth.
Well, whiskey doesn't count. It's made of grain. It's practically muesli.
Ken had aged 10 years overnight. I tried to hide my shock.
So, what's the prognosis?
Well, they're still doing tests, but my money's on something iffy in that curry. Mind you, I was putting it away a bit more than usual, so... Maybe a combination of dodgy food and booze.
Yeah, maybe.
Uh-oh. I can see the old Charles Paris cogs whirring. First Gavin, now you think there's a Romanian conspiracy to poison me, too.
It's a bit of a coincidence, you've got to admit.
No, I haven't. For one, stomach bugs tend to be highly contagious. And two, why me?
You've openly disagreed with Alex.
Not as much as you.
So it hasn't crossed your mind for 1 minute?
Since I was wheeled in here, I can honestly say your tonto theories have been the last thing on my mind.
Sorry. You must be feeling pretty lousy.
Who's going to take over?
Ollie's filling in while you're off.
Look at me, Charlie. There's no way I'm coming back. Tell the truth, I'm more concerned about MRSA than Twelfth Night.
Of course.
All your crackpot ideas come to that.
I'll, let you get some rest.
One thing. I still think your poisoning theory's completely loopy, but if someone had tampered with the food, they ballsed up.
How do you mean?
Well, the waiter cocked up my order and you very kindly swapped dishes. So, if there was poison in the Lamberiani, it must have been meant for you.
In Sicken and So Die, dramatised by Jeremy Front, Charles Paris was played by Bill Nye, Francis, Suzanne Burden, Ken Carter, Peter White, Alex Radulescu, Julian Ryan Tutt, Gavin Scholes, Thomas Wheatley, and Morris, John Glover. Jack Bradley was played by John Cummins, Sally Luther, Tracy Wiles, Ben Ritson, Tom Lawrence, Vivian Marlin, Elizabeth Bell, and Vasile Bogdan, Ryan McCluskey. The director is Sally Evans.